Welcome to the first Sunday after Epiphany worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Rouser, Minnesota. January 7, 2024, this is Pastor Olena. We began our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and a spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the author of creation, the God of love who understood our need for His salvation. With healing balm our souls He fills, and every faithless murmur still.
Our first reading for this Sunday is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. The epistle is taken from Romans, chapter 6, verse 1 through 11. And our gospel reading is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 4 through 11. Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved son, and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling, as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
Blessed day to you. This is a Bible study of the epistle lesson for the first Sunday after Epiphany. We begin with prayer. O God, we thank you for revealing your love for us through your word, and also through the giving of your Son as a Savior for us. We thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit, who gives us faith to accept your love through our Savior. Keep us strong in our faith, increase our love for you, increase our love for our neighbor, and keep us steadfast in this new year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are now in the season of Epiphany. Epiphany means to make manifest, that is, to make known something that was previously obscure or a mystery. The mystery made known, which was revealed by Christ coming into the world, is that the salvation worked out by God through Jesus Christ is for all people, not just the members of God's old covenant people, Israel. Salvation is for both Jew and Gentile. And today's lesson tells us about the beginning of Jesus' ministry when he was baptized. Let's see what his baptism and our baptism mean for us as we read Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the sinful body might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For he who has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Thus far the reading. This past week, my wife and I attended two funerals. Funerals for two dear friends who lived next to door to each other and across the street from us years ago. It was a wonderful neighborhood in a small town in Iowa. Everyone on the street was a member of our church. Even though these two ladies were both in their 90s, the two women who died were completely different people. The one lived in that small town most of her life, over 70 years. The other woman had moved 28 times with her husband in towns and cities across America. That woman's husband was in construction, and they moved wherever his company sent him. Interestingly, the other woman's husband was also in construction, but only did jobs in the local area. As you would expect, the woman who didn't move was buried in that small town in Iowa. The other woman was buried in here in the Twin Cities area. As different as they were, they had one thing in common. They were both baptized and became active members in the church. Their baptisms were important, and that was pointed out at their funerals. I'm telling you these stories because this is the Sunday when we annually talk about Christian baptism. We do so because this is the Sunday we hear about Jesus' baptism. Now, his baptism was different than our baptism. He was baptized by John in the Jordan River with a baptism of repentance. Here is an important question, then, a question similar to the one asked by John before he baptized Jesus. Jesus, as the Son of God, Son of Man, had never sinned. He had never done anything contrary to his heavenly Father's will, nor had he failed to do the good he should have done. He was sinless, perfect, and without sin. So here's the question. Why did he get baptized with a baptism of repentance? Repentance is for sinners who want to change their sinful lives with God's help and be saved. Jesus' answer to John is recorded for us by Matthew in his Gospel, chapter 3, verse 15. Jesus said, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." In other words, Jesus was identifying himself with us in baptism and taking upon himself our sins, which he would later pay for with his suffering and death. Jesus was now 30 years old and was beginning his ministry of teaching and healing and giving his life for us and for our salvation. So what does Jesus' baptism have to do then with our baptism if his was a baptism of repentance and ours is a Trinitarian baptism? After Jesus had accomplished everything necessary for our salvation, and before he ascended to heaven to rule over all things, he gave a command to make disciples of all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He commanded that our baptisms should have the meaning for us, like the Apostle Paul writes about in our text from Romans chapter 6. In other words, ours is not a baptism of repentance. Ours is a baptism that unites us with God through our Savior Jesus Christ. His death for our sins becomes our death, and our sins are forgiven. His resurrection becomes our resurrection, which we will experience someday when he returns and raises us from the dead. He becomes our guarantee that we will rise from death to life with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, eternally. That's really good news. That's a wonderful assurance as we consider our death. That's a wonderful assurance to our Christian family and Christian friends when we die, that we will live together eternally. Our baptism is that good and that important. In the meantime, while we're waiting for the last day when Christ returns, God desires, as Paul writes, that we might walk in the new life. He wants us to live as Christian disciples who avoid sin and do the good that God wants us to do. Through baptism, we are no longer enslaved to sin. We are freed from sin, as Paul writes. That means we are forgiven and have been sanctified by the Holy Spirit. To be sanctified is to be changed by God's Spirit from people who like to sin and do to new people who hate sin and try to live with God by faith in Jesus Christ. Then the apostle sums this all up and writes these words, "So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." That's the result of the good news that we are baptized. In a children's message this past Sunday, the pastor made this point. It is more important to believe that we are baptized than that we have been baptized, because the one-time action of baptism has an ongoing effect on us in our Christian life. And that's a wonderful thing that we can depend on, that we are God's children because we are baptized. Let's pray about this. All glory is yours, blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for being the gracious God you are and for exercising that grace by saving us eternally through your Son, Jesus Christ, and making it possible for us through our baptism. In baptism, you have enlightened our hearts with your truth. Grant us your Spirit and the power to do whatever pleases your gracious will for us, but also grant us your Spirit to avoid that which displeases you. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Cast me not away. thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Let us close our service for this morning with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Lord, dismiss us with your blessing. Fill our hearts with joy and peace. Let us each your love possessing, triumph in redeeming grace. Oh, refresh us, traveling through this wilderness. Thanks we give and adoration for your gospel's joyful sound. May the fruits of your salvation our hearts and lives abound.